This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Mem Hei Omid Beis 11 Shulis up from the bottom. Tona Rabon HaPas She'ibsh of bread that became moldy B'nifsolo Melechol Ekeleth, and it became Odom, came spoiled, that people cannot eat it. They are kelev yocholecho, but the kelev could eat it. Metame tumas echlim bekebeitze, it can still have tumas echlim if it's the size of a kebeitze. That size of bread can be metame. Now it means it can be metame something and it can be mekabel tumas. Is considered an oichel as far as tumah is concerned. Only because of two things. Because at one time it had been an oichel fit for Adam, and now it's at least fit for a keleb. If it had never been fit for Adam, it wouldn't have been an oichel. But even if it was fit for an Adam, at least now it has to be fit for a keleb. Therefore, it's metame to Miss Eichlin. When the Israefes imatameya be Pesach, and even though it's considered an Eichel as far as Tumah is concerned, Tumah's Eichlin, still if it's Truma, because it deteriorated so much that it's not fit for a man, only for a dog, so you have a right to burn it with Tmeya on Pesach, even those who say at Chometz, Erev Pesach, you cannot burn Tohir and Tmeya together. Again, there's a sheet that learned above that Chometz before Pesach, since it's going Le'ibud anyhow, so you can burn Tumah, Tohir, and Tmeya together. But even the ones who say you cannot, we hear you miss it, you can. Since it's so spoiled and not fit for an Adam, even though as far as Tumas Eichel is concerned, it's considered an Eichel, but as far as the Chir, to guard it from Tumah, guard Tumah from Tumah is concerned, you don't have to, and therefore you can burn it together with Tzveya on Pesach. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amu, Einam Etamo. Rabbi Nosson said, since it's not fit for an Adam now, even though it was once fit. Although it's fit for a keleb, it won't help. It's amitame to Miss Eichelim, say that. If, in order for it to be capable of Tumas Eichelim, does it have to be Royal Achilles Adam, or it's enough if it's Royal Achilles keleb? Keman Oslo Hodit Nan, according to whom goes this Mishnah we learned. If something was especially for Adam, means it was fit for Adam at first, Tome, it continues to be Tome to Mesoichlin, Achi Yiposum Melechel Ekeleb. The fact that it's possible now for Adam to eat does not absolve it from Tumas Eichlin. It has to be possible from Ekeleb in order to be Toheb and Tumas Eichlin. Command the look of Nos, you have a Stam Mishnah, like Nos. Stam Mishnah holds, even though it's not fit for an Adam, it's still metame to Miss Eichel, as long as it's fit for a keleb, say that. Tona Rabbonon, Areva Solabdon. That's the trough of the leather workers in which they soak their skins in order to tan them. Now these troughs of wood or of clay absorbed the odor of the skins, and the odor is strongly unpleasant. Shenosan l'secha kema. If you put flour into that trough, with flour and made it wet, as part of the process of tanning. The flower is used in tanning the leather. Toch shloisha yomim, before 3 days pass, chayev levoya. He's still chayev to get rid of that, because the flower, when it's wet, is chometz. And even though it acquires an unpleasant odor, it's not entirely considered unfit for food. It's still chometz. And he has to get rid of it for Pesach. Torah Shlosh Yom. If it's 3 days before Pesach, within 3 days before Pesach, that he had put it in, so it didn't spoil yet sufficiently. Chayav Levoya. Keridim Shlosh Yom. But if he put it in more than 3 days before Pesach, so it had already acquired unpleasant odor, ain't a Chayav Levoya. Because more than 3 days before Pesach, the flower had already spoiled entirely. When is it said, Shalom Nosan Asechan Eyes? If he didn't put any skins into that leather, then we say it takes 3 days for the flower to spoil. For less than 3 days, the flower doesn't spoil. But if he put skins into the flower, Avon Nosan Asechan Eyes, immediately the skins give an unpleasant taste and smell to the flower. I feel a teshlish even less than 3 days before the Pesach, and the chalavaya. So what do we learn? A flower is soaking in areva sa'avdonim less than 3 days, then it's still chayav to get rid of it before Pesach because it's chametz. 3 days already is already spoiled sufficiently. I have to get rid of it. But you put skins into the flower, even if it's less than 3 days, it's spoiled and doesn't have to get rid of it. It's not called chametz anymore. It's like chemicals. Then he adds, afilo yom echad. He puts skins, even 1 day the skin is in the flower. And afilo shoras, even 1 shor. So a while, if you put the skins into the flower, even for a while, it's so spoiled because of the smell of the skins, it's not called chametz anymore. They don't have to get rid of it. So when there's a question of 3 days, if you did not put the skins into the flower, and the flower is just getting the smell from the areva itself, so it takes 3 days for the flower to spoil. When the flower has the skins in it, it spoils right away, say that. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Just to remind ourselves what we learned before in the Mishnah. If there's a kezayis of chometz on the areva, then he has to get rid of it. Chayav levoya. Less than the kezayis, if it's stuck in the necessary place, like in a crack, you're not chayav levoya. That's how we paskin above. A kezayis of chometz that's stuck on the areva, even in a crack, has to get rid of it. Less than the kezayis, if it's stuck in an essential crack, where you need that mending, it's not chayav levoya. Now, the chayin liyan tumah, the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah adds, if makpid all of chesis, if he is dissatisfied, it should be there. It's a chitzin. If it's satisfied it should be there, it's like the areva itself, it's not chesis. Now, there are two questions. First of all, what does it mean, chesis? While we learn the Mishnah, I said one perish, but we'll soon see there's more than one perish. So what does it mean by chesis and not chesis? And secondly, he said the chen linyan tumah. It seems that the same standards by which we measure chometz for Pesach, a kezayis, and less than the kezayis, is the same standard for tumah. But here we see for tumah an entirely different standard. In makpid and not makpid. So how can you say v'chein liyan tumah? Now this kashi, Gemara will ask us, so I won't repeat it again. Inside the Gemara will end the kashi. For the Gemara Hechadon, what's the question? Omidame. What's the comparison? It's v'chein. V'chein means it's the same. For Tume is the same as for Pesach. Mindom, what's the comparison? Oh, some thereby Pesach, Bishi, Yule, Italia, Milsa. In the measure, in the amount, the thing depends. If it's the Kezias, yes, it gets rid of it before Pesach. If it's less than the Kezias and it's in a crack, it's a bottle. Oh, over here, you're not saying anything about Kezias or less than the Kezias. You say, be paid in Talimus, the thing depends if it's a Makpid, if he wants to get rid of it or not. If it's Makpid to get rid of it, or if it's satisfied, it should remain. So how can you say, Vechain? Say, then it's So the question is, how can you say, Vechain? That Tumah is the same as Pesach. We see two different criteria. By Pesach, the criterion is the size, Kezias or less than Kezias. And by Tumah, the criterion is Makpid or not Makpid. So we have more than one tells. Omar Rav Yehuda, Eimer say, we correct the Mishnah. Say, Olinyan Tumah, Eina Kain. When it comes to Tumah, it's not so. We don't follow the criterion, the standard of size. We go after if it's Makpid or not Makpid. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Oho V'chein V'yan Tumah K'tani. How can you say that? He made such a mistake in the Mishnah. But it should have said, sometimes there's an error. But an error like this, just the opposite. Abaye says, it's not logical to say with such an error. Elom Abaye, he says a different shot. Oh, he comes. V'chein V'inyan Siluf Tumah B'Pesach means. Tumah has two different times when we measure whether it's chesed or not. When it comes to Pesach, so since it's chametz also, so we say, since in a matter of chametz, you have to get rid of it, even though you're not makpid on it, so it's considered a chatzitza. It's like a foreign material there. What it means chatzitza, we'll soon see. But it's chatzitza. But suppose it's not Pesach all year round, so then people don't care if a little bit of chametz is stuck to their areva. Uveshayim eis hashana, ika plukta. Plukta means there's a distinction, whether it's makpid or not. Once more now. Abaye is saying, when it comes to Tumah, it's the same as the standard for Pesach. A Kezias or less than a Kezias. What does that mean? Suppose he left on Pesach some dough stuck to the areva, dried up dough stuck in the areva. So, just like on Pesach, the din is, if it's a Kezias, he has to get rid of it. The same would be, it's a chatzitza for Tumah, but he has to get rid of it. Even though he himself wouldn't mind, but the halacha minds, halacha is makpid. Therefore, it's a chatzitza, doesn't belong there. Less than the Kezias, stuck in a crack. So, we say, since he doesn't mind, the Allah also doesn't mind. And therefore, it's not a tzitz, it's bottled to the Kelim. But all year around, we forget about Dinim of Pesach. And therefore, even if it's a whole Kezias or more, as long as he doesn't mind, it's not a tzitz, only when he minds it, when he doesn't want it. Say that aside. If it's makpid, on a smaller amount, even on Pesach, it's a tzitza. Only suppose it's not makpid, still on Pesach, the halach is makpid. All year round, if it's not makpid, it's not makpid. So we have two cases, or two measurements, or two criteria, and either one of them we're machmir. On Pesach, we're machmir. If the shear of Pesach is smaller, then even though it's not makpid, it's considered already as if it wasn't there, as if it's a chatzitza, because the Torah is makpid, so it's a chatzitza for Tumah. And all year around, we don't have the dinim of Pesach, so only if it's makpid, that's a criteria. Now remember, if it's makpid, so then, it's a kula. It intervenes between the Tumah and the thing. Now, I'll give an example to make it understandable, although there's more than one shot. Let's say a dead sheretz would touch that piece of dough that's stuck to the areva. So if it's a chetzitza, the areva is toya, because it touched the dough, not the areva. But if it's not a chetzitza, so the dough is part of the areva, and when the dead sheretz touched the dough, it's like he touched the areva. So on Pesach, it's a kula, since it halach is makpid. Even he doesn't mind, he's not makpid. But halach is makpid, therefore a kezayis doesn't belong here, he should get rid of it, because it's chametz. So if he didn't get rid of it, and the dead sheretz touched that kezayis, the areva is toya, because halach is makpid. After Pesach, when there's no dinim of chametz, so then, suppose there's a piece of chametz the size of a kezayis and is not makpid. So then, the dead sheretz touches his tummy. Because it belongs to the kev, not makpid. It belongs to the kev and his tummy. So remember now, makpid is always is a kula, because it's a chitze. Since it's makpid, it doesn't belong to the kev and it's a chitze. It prevents it from becoming tummy. It's not makpid that is bottled to the kelet. My dead sheretz touches the kelet, comes tummy. Now that's one of the explanations of the chitzitza. Later we'll see another explanation. Say that on the side. Now on this side, this pshat that I told you, that makpid is a kula, is one of the perushim for further down. The next pshat we're going to learn is not so. So put it in your pocket and hold it until further use. We'll soon come to it. I just give it as a muscle. But actually, in another pshat we're going to learn right now, makpid is a chumah, not a kula. Why I told you, makpid means it's chesed, and it rescues the keli from becoming tummy. But just table it right now, we'll learn another pshat. Hey, chedam, what's the case when you say makpid makes a difference and not a difference for tummy? You need a kebeitzah to be metame to mesecha. Suppose there's less than a kebeitzah of food. That becomes tame. It was tame. But still, a pochas me kebeitzah, not metame anything else. And touch this dough that's stuck to the areva. Let's say you have another piece of dough that's not connected to the areva, and it's tummy. But it can't be metame anything else, because less than a kebeitzah. V'pesach, and that piece of dough that's outside happened to touch and get stuck to this piece of dough that's on the areva. Again, and a piece of dough separate, it became tummy. But it can't be metame anything else, it's less than a kebeitzah. And now it touched this piece of dough that's stuck on the areva. So we say as follows. V'pesach v'isuri choshev. On Pesach, Issa makes it choshev. Kezayis is always choshev. You have to get rid of it. Or less than kezayis if it's not stuck in the strategic crack, like you learned above. V'start ezah. So now you have a whole kebeitzah. The piece that was there before, that now joined this little piece of hummus on the areva, it's a kebeitzah, and it's retamed to mesecha. But b'shah yemeis hashana, all year around, when the fact that it's a kezayis doesn't mean anything, the b'kpeda talia milsa, the thing depends on his being dissatisfied with his being there, wants to take it off and get rid of it, that's the criterion. Imakpid ola mistar, if it's makpid to get rid of it, it's not considered part of the areva, and it adds up to the piece of chametz of dough from outside to a kebeitzah. If he wants it to be there, so it's bottled to the areva, it's like part of the wood, and therefore it doesn't add up to make a kebeitzah with a piece that you brought from the outside. Arehu ki areva, and it's not tomei. So once more now. This is not the pshat I told you before. Pshat I told you before, but we'll learn later. So once more. Imagine, here's an areva, and there's a piece of chametz stuck to it. And here outside there's a piece of chamazik of dough, a piece of dough. And the dough is tummy. But it's not a kibbeza. Unless the kibbeza can make any trouble. But it happened that this piece of dough that's outside fell on the areva and got attached to the piece that's of chomez that's stuck to the areva. And together it constitutes a whole kibbeza. Therefore it should be retame to his echlin. But it depends. That piece that's stuck to the areva, if it's all year around, not Pesach, so we say, does the man intend to let it remain stuck there? If that's the case, it's like the areva itself, it's not food anymore. If it's not food, it can't add up to that pachas mekibesa, make it a whole kibesa. But if he wants to get rid of it, so it's not part of the areva, so it's like a piece of food there. And that little piece of food adds up to the rest that came from the outside for a kibesa. On Pesach, we have different criteria. Even if he doesn't want to get rid of it, even if he wouldn't let it remain stuck here, but since the halacha says you have to take it out, so it's like it's not the areva, and the piece of outside tumas echle that touches this little piece that's stuck on the areva adds up to a kibbeza, but the halacha says you have to get rid of it. It's not part of the areva, so it's a piece of food, it's not areva. And there we have a kibbeza and it's metame. So you can say that. According to this pshat, chaitz is a chumra. Because chaitz makes it independent of the keli, and therefore it can't add up to that added piece of chumash from the outside, added piece of dough from the outside, to a kibbeza. If it's not chaitz, so it's bottle, comes part of the keli, and it cannot add up to any outside piece. Right, maskiv lo rov, rov asked the kash, mig toni di beloi mitztarev? What are you telling me, an example, what the Mishnah means? In reference to tziluv, it adds up this piece that's stuck on the keilah to a piece of outside dough. Well, chesed toni. Chesed is an entirely different story. Chesed means intervenes. So what does it mean? So you have to say a different shot. In order to bring tar for the areva. The areva happened to be tummy. The areva was tummy. Now you have to table it. If you table a keli, but something is stuck to the keli, so the tefillah won't help because the whole keli must come in contact with the water. If there's something stuck to the keli, like you're tabling a new dish and there's a label on it, that label is a chitze. It doesn't allow the water to come in contact to the place where the label is stuck to the dish. And since it's a chitze, it's not a good tefillah. However, if the object that's stuck to the keli is not makpid, it's something that's unimportant, they intend to let it remain there, that is bottled to the keli, it's not a chitze. Now this areva is tummy, and it wants to be tabled. Only there's chametz stuck to it. So we say, when is the chametz a chitze? To invalidate the tefillah? And wants to table it in a mikveh. B'Pesach the Yisuri choshev. The Yisur makes it choshev, even a small piece like a kezayas, or less than a kezayas, if it's stuck in a place where it's not a crack. Chitzitz. It intervenes between the water and the keli. Below soul kila tefillah. And it's not Yetzir the tefillah. But B'Shah Yemes HaShona, all year around, B'Kpeydeh Tal Yemils, it depends on the criterion, does he want to let it remain or not? He did not satisfy that it should be there. So even though, so if he's not satisfied, then it's considered an alien thing, it's not part of the Kehle, and it's Chesetz. In the intervenes between the water and the Kehlin. He wants it to be there, even if it's more than a Kezias. But he's satisfied it should remain stuck there. Are who like the Areva itself, and the Tefillah is valid, say that. Maske Vlora Pope, ask the Kasha. Mikon, did we learn the Chain Li and Taharo? This doesn't mention Taharo, which would imply Tefillah. Chain Li and Tumik Tony. It's talking about becoming Tomei, not becoming Torah. So now he says the pshat that we learned, I told you at the beginning. Hello. To bring down Tumi upon the Areva. What's the case? Going to Noga Sheretz, a dead Sheretz touched by high Botzik, this dough that stuck to the Areva. So the idea in general is, if this dough is part of the Areva, so then it's like the dead Sheretz touched the Areva, and it's Tumi. If the dough is not considered part of the Areva, it's something alien, so the dead shall just touch the dough. But the Areva is Torah. The Pesach, the Isuri, Choshev. Well, Pesach, Isur makes it Choshev because you have to get rid of it, called Isur Chometz. Chetzitz, it protects the Keli. And therefore, if there's a Kezias, or less than a Kezias, that's not stuck in a strategic place, so it's also to keep it, then shall I touch that piece of dough, the keli is toya, because he has to get rid of it. Below nochsalatu and tumah doesn't go down to the keli itself, because the piece of dough obstructed between the tumah and the keli. Bishaya meis hashana all year round. The big kpeide talia depends on kpeide, so therefore, even if it's a bigger piece than the kezias, if he doesn't want to get rid of it, so it's chesed. In Makpidov, he wants to get rid of it, chesed. In Malav, in Rizvikim, he wants to let it remain, arehu ki areva. Now, suppose on Pesach, there's a piece of chametz there that he doesn't want. Not because that the halacha requires me to remove it. It's less than a kezias, and it's stuck in a strategic hole. So according to halacha, it's bottled. But he intends to get rid of it anyhow. He wants to stick in a chisel and chisel out that piece of chametz that's stuck in the crack. So even according to halacha, it's bottled. But since he wants to get rid of it, it's therefore it's considered a chatzitza, and the desha as a touch is not metame the keli. Say that. I tell the Mishnah. Before we begin, dough has certain simonim that is becoming chametz. At first, the yellowish color of the dough turns silvery white, and then cracks appear in the dough. Those cracks in the silvery white dough show that it's already coming out of the gears, it's fermentation, it's hummus. But bozo kacher, suppose you have dough that's deaf. You made a dough, you see it turned white, but it's not getting any cracks. And time is passing, and you're suspicious. It's like a deaf man, you talk to him, you don't know if he hears you or not. You don't know if his dough is turning hummus or not. So what should you do? I mean, it's an unusual case. If you have another piece of dough that you made at the same time, and the other piece turned chometz, so this piece also is also. We say that the process went on in this piece also like in the other piece, only it's not noticeable. Therefore it's chometz, say that. Im ein shom ka yetze b'mal, if there's not another piece of dough that was made at the same time, then what should you do? How can you know if this piece of silent dough that became chametz? Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, k'dei sheyelech odom, if the dough stood from the time that you made it and you stopped working on the dough and it stood as long as the time that it takes for a man to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria, it's a meal. It's 18 minutes. If 18 minutes the dough stood not pummeled, if you keep on pummeling the dough all the time, punching it, so even a longer time doesn't become pummels. They let it remain untouched in 18 minutes, we already say it's chametz. Gemara, then why do you have to mention from Migdal Nun Yotetzvelya, and you're saying a meal? Name a meal, say just a meal. That's enough. Why mention Migdal Nun Yotetzvelya? And if ever Hokia Mashmal on, the Shiyu of the meal, what's the measure of a meal? Time it takes to walk from Migdal Nun Yotetzvelya. So if you walk from Migdal Nun Yotetzvelya, and you have a watch in your hand, you'll see it's 18 minutes. That's a meal. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.